26 in the morning. It's your Breakfast Club or your People Station.
106 KMEA.
Wait, hold on. Where little C's at? Hold up. C's, come on, man. Where you going, man? C's, why you always try to duck the scene, man? Come on, let's put him on the mic, too. Hold up. There, we got a mic right there.
There you go.
We got the Notorious B.I.G., my man Lil C's, the Junior Mafia in the house. Yeah, yeah, big round of applause. Nine-word is a joke. Oh, you said ow, dude. That's my natural instinct. See, watch. Go ow. 911 is a joke. Yo, come on.
I remember that. Come on.
Hey, what's up, peoples? How y'all doing this morning?
I don't know.
I know you ain't up. You ain't up yet, right?
Oh, I've been up.
You been up?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. We got some feedback. It must be C's over there. C's, come on, man.
It ain't mine.
They disrupting the set, man. Yeah. Hey, though, I want to introduce you to my man, Big Daddy. Victor Settagosa right
there.
What's
up, fellas?
All right. Okay, we got Foxy Brown over here with the hat on.
All right.
Foxy. Oh, that ain't Fly Girl either. That's my girl from, that's Misa. She's from Japan. She buy your records over in Japan. You know Notorious B.I.G., right?
Notorious?
Probably not. She's all over here living in Gaggy.
So this is like the return in the sense of Notorious B.I.G. You got the album coming out, Life After Death. You doing the whole promo thing, right? Biggie.
What out?
You doing the whole promo thing, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hey, we just kicked it in L.A. just a couple of days ago,
that's
man.
That's why I'm, like, feeling real stupid right now.
Hey, but it's a whole new audience. I'm not going to ask any questions, bro. I'm going to leave it for them. Hey, you know what? One thing I want to do, because I know y'all got major sweated by the security down at 92.3 The Beat.
Yeah.
You know, I want to apologize for that, but let y'all understand, because I know y'all walked out kind of hot, a little bit hot in the car. That ain't got nothing to do with me and Tech.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
That.
We still trying to work out our differences with the security down there, too. They got it on fast. Lot, bro. Hey, on the strength, when we walk into the studios, we sign up.
That's
they
crazy.
Sweat me.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's a joint.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how I don't own it, though, man. See, if I was Puffy, like owning Bad Boy Entertainment or whatever, I just walk in. Nobody going to sweat me.
No question.
But I'm not that, man.
I feel you.
I'm striving for that, man. You know, see, you feel me, right?
No doubt, man.
Yeah.
I didn't feel them that day.
Yeah, no question, man. They put the padlock on, so I want to apologize for that. But we're going to open the phone lines. You want to talk to Notorious B.I.G., Lil C's from Junior Mafia. Give us a call, 1-800-955-KMEL. Hey, Big Dad, you got any questions?
Well, basically, I just want to start right off the top, Biggie. I mean, you know, this is basically the home where Tupac lived and stuff like that. And I just basically want you to break it all down exactly of all the rumors that have been going around. I mean, I hear this, I hear that, I hear this, I hear that. I mean, as far as the shootings, both of them, the one that happened at the recording studio in New York and then obviously the one in Vegas that took his life. They were saying Biggie Smalls had something to do with it.
I'm not that powerful, yo. I'm just a rapper.
I feel you on that. A lot of people asking questions about that.
People need to grow up, man. We just rappers. We make music, man.
I feel you. Now, what about the little incident that happened last year at the Soul Train Awards?
Oh, that was the first time I saw him since the rumors and everything got started. And since he started everything on the Biggie stole my style, Biggie did this, he did this with Faye. That was the first time I saw him since then. So,
what
of
happened?
Course, it was going to be confrontation. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know what was going on, man. Things happen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I heard that kind of led to a shooting at a gas station that evening.
I want you to clarify everything. No gas station shootings, not Biggie.
I heard y'all later on, y'all hijacked the plane.
That's true.
That went true right there.
We just want to speak, you know, have you speak about it because, I mean, all these rumors are so stupid.
Like I was saying before, man, the whole situation with me and Tupac kind of made me know how powerful we really were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To be able to take a personal beef and wage it to a coastal battle. You know what I'm saying? That's just bananas right there. We're just rappers, man. That's all we do is make music, man. That's it, man.
But see, the cute thing about it is that you guys have something in common.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Biggie. I'm going to go there. Mm-hmm. That's my job, baby. I'm sorry. It's like this. Who was hit what and why and when and how was it? I'm sorry.
I mean,
the children want to know the tea. Was face over?
I look at the situation like this, you know what I'm saying? When I was with her, she was with me. I don't know what happened whenever she disappeared, you know what I'm saying?
But was she pissed, though? Let people know. Was she all that?
That's my wife.
All right. Period. That's enough. I Hey, a little bit of drama can flam in the morning, y'all.
Oh, come man. Yo, come on. Get the man off the hot seat, man.
Whatever. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with the hot seat. We got all these little stories and stuff. We hear all this stuff about Lil' Kim and stuff out here.
You know what happens with the problem of being like a national or international, on your case, a global celebrity? You get all these stories that you see in Vibe and all these other magazines, and then people read them, and that's all you got to go by. You know what I'm saying? And because now you in the spotlight, it's like the public, they call us the DJs and ask us these questions, and I'm like, yo, I know him for his rhymes. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you're really supposed to know me for, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But it's good to let, you know, people hear it. So from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Not calling you a jackass, but you my man, dude. You my man. Hey, let's talk about the album a little bit, Life After Death. Why you call it Life After Death?
Basically because it's life after all that. Everything we just finished talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's life after all that. To me, when I was doing the Ready to Die thing and everything like that, I was already dead to me, you know what I'm saying? All that anger, all that hatred coming out in the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then with all the rumors and nobody really basically giving me props, like, not really props. They gave me props as far as the music, but props as far as, like, yo, here's a black young dude right here that came out of selling drugs, robbing people,
mm-hmm.
to just doing something right and making his mother proud, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Instead of somebody giving me love like that, they immediately start hating,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So...
Well, that's
why
we got you here this morning, so people could know that side of Biggie. You know,
straight
because
up.
Your story ain't your story, Tupac's story, and a lot of people out there's story is not different. You know, you guys are the same in a sense. You know, most of us grew up the same way. Lil C's, you know,
yeah.
You probably got your history too. You know what I'm saying?
It's close, so it ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad.
Nah.
Now, what happened? Man, I heard you put Biggie in the hospital, man. What happened, dude?
The whole situation to me is like this, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's all involved with the rumors and everybody that wants to know so much and is quick to judge so quick, they don't really know Pac. They don't know me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They need to really just grow up, you know? It's music, it's entertainment, you know? Take it for what it's worth. I don't care if the world hates Christopher Wallace. As long as you love Notorious B.I.G., that's all my job is.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Notorious B.I.G.
Let's
go take some calls. All right. KMEL,
Breakfast Club.
Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
I just want to say hello to Biggie.
Hey, what's up?
Let him know that he has a lot of love on the West Coast.
All right.
And I really enjoy your music.
Thank you, baby.
Now, what's your name?
Gary.
Where are you calling from?
San Jose.
Okay, thanks for calling, all right?
You're welcome.
KMEL,
Breakfast Club.
I love you, Breakfast Club.
Oh, just the fucker.
Hey, what's up?
I just want to ask you, what's your kid's name?
Oh, Little Chris, that's my son. And Tiana, that's my daughter.
And when are you going to be leaving San Francisco?
Tonight. I'm leaving tonight. I'm going back to L.A.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
KMEL,
Breakfast Club.
Good morning. I love you, Breakfast Club.
I love you too, boo.
Wow,
beautiful.
I don't really want to get into the East Coast, West Coast rivalry thing because I feel through time, it'll heal by the way I'm the coast.
There is no more.
Right. And I appreciate you, Biggie.
Thank you.
For setting that straight. And I want to congratulate you on your success.
Thank you.
I have one question.
Uh-huh.
I'm an upcoming solo artist, and I'd like to know, how could I find the correct industry to roll with? Because I meet a lot of people every day that's
uh-huh.
interested in me singing, and I don't know who to trust.
Put your radio down, girl.
I'm sorry.
Jamming us a little too loud. All right.
I don't know who to trust, and they're always coming at me with, I'll sign you with this. Oh, Nicole, you sound good. You should do this. You should do that. Come get on my team. I'll work with you. But they're not really offering me anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like everybody's for self.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really like to come up in the music industry, but I don't know how to get there.
Well, I mean, I was never really the one to give good advice about things like that because,
I can't hear you.
I said I was really never the one to give good advice like that because I wasn't the one that was trying to get a record deal. The record deal kind of just fell in my lap. You know, Puffy just heard my tape and he signed me. It wasn't really a tedious effort.
Well, we need to get Puffy to hear my tape.
On the back of all the albums is the address to the rest of the record. You know, you can do your thing, send your tape, and I'm sure he'll hear it.
You know what you can do in the meantime? We're having a Friday morning in San Mateo at the Groove Zone. The breakfast
club. Every morning.
Yeah, well, you know we're broadcasting live, right?
In
San Mateo. That's 215 South Ellsworth Street, and we're going to have a talent competition for Bay Area Talent. So if you send us your tape to KMEO, at least you get some exposure that way. Maybe somebody will discover you. We can get those royalty points in the publishing. It's all gravy.
There you go.
I don't mind. I'm going to help everybody.
All right. Well, send your tape, okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take it easy.
We in the studios live and direct. We got Lil C's from Junior Mafia, my man Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls. You want to talk to them, give us a call,
1-800-955-KMEL.
Right back.
Excuse me, pal.
Through March 23rd.
KMEL.
Breakfast Club.
What's up?
What's up?
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Tell Leonard I said what's up.
All right.
What's up, Biggie?
What's up?
What's up? But where's C's at?
He went to go do something. I don't know.
I can't hear you.
He went to go do something.
Oh, okay. I want to tell you, you did a real good job with Little Kim's CD.
Thank you.
Her CD is off the hook. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that you got much love on the West Coast.
All right.
And I will be getting that CD.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Came here.
Breakfast Club?
Hi, love you, Breakfast Club.
Love you, too.
Hi, Biggie, I just want to say that I really like your work and that I want to know, what did you think about the latest incarceration of Suge Knight? How do you think that's going to change the hip-hop scene?
I mean, I don't know, man. It's kind of hard. I'm the type of person, no matter what somebody does or what somebody thinks, I don't wish death or incarceration on anybody because that's just like the worst thing you could do to a black person. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope that everybody that's on the label can do something. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people was upset. I talked to Corrupt and I saw Rage and they not really knowing which way to turn right now. You know what I'm saying? They kind of stuck on Stupid. Rage just finished her album and they really trying to make their moves with this thing happening with Suge. It's kind of like stopping their projects, you know? I hope everybody can get right. I mean, come to Bad Boy.
Yeah.
It's always room.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for your call, all right? All right, we're going to come up and Daddy want to holler at you about, what you want to tell him?
Say what?
You want to holler about him? You want to tell him now?
About my thing?
Yeah.
I wrote some lyrics too, man, and, I just kind of wanted to do my thing.
He wants to battle you.
You know?
Step off. Look at Biggie.
You know, over the name, because this is Big Daddy. And the ladies call him Big Papa, so...
Yeah.
He can have it. I quit. He can have the title. He can have it. No problem.
Well, he flipped something for you, man.
Don't do it, man. You don't be playing that bullshit. Do your thing, Big Daddy. Come on, do your thing, man. Boy. You set me up, man. You got me down here.
Got a battle.
Well, you know, just something I wrote real quick, man, and I actually wrote this a while back before you actually did your album,
so
we might be talking business about
this.
True. See, because actually the way it's supposed to go is something like, you know, our Big Daddy flips all the honeys, dummies, Playboy bunnies, those wanting monies, give me all the chicken heads from Sacramento to the Bay. I bet they even jam the Breakfast Club every day. Ladies love the real Big Papa, Big Daddy Vic. And even after this, Big E will be on my...
That was fierce.
So, you know, we're gonna talk business about this later.
What you got to say, Biggie Smalls, honey?
This is how you do me, man. This is how you treat me. That's all the love, man.
Got a lot of love for you, man.
This is how you treat me, man. This is how we do business.
Nothing but love for you, Biggie.
Oh, man.
I wasn't prepared for that.
My stomach hurting right now, bro. My stomach is inside.
So our lawyers will be in touch.
Nothing but love, Biggie.
Got
nothing
to love,
man. Oh, my brother Terry Calloway told me to tell you what's up, man.
My boy.
Yeah.
My partner.
No question about it. Notorious B.I.G. in the studio. So you want to talk to him, call us
1-800-955-KMEL.
9:49 in the morning. It's the Breakfast Club on your number one music station.
106 KMEL.
Hey, Breakfast Club.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Not much. Hey, is it Biggie?
Yeah. Hello? What up?
Hey, what's up? How can I get in the game?
How could you get in the game? Whoa. I mean, try.
No, I mean, I got average skills, I say, but...
Well, see, then you shouldn't be in the game.
But let's flip. Let's hear you flip him, man. Flip him with no girl.
I mean, I can't do it right now.
Broadway like that.
I'm trying to give exposure.
I'm starting to notice how foul you really are.
See, the way with me, see, I have to have the right environment, like the right beat and everything, and then I can do it. But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard because most of my friends, they try and battle me.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. First of all, every time is the right time. Every environment is the right environment. What you gonna do when you do get a record deal, you're gonna tell the promoter, well, I'm not performing in your club because it's not the right environment.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get on the mic because it's not the right beat.
But it's different then because you get paid.
It's the same thing, man. You gotta be able to do it all the time. Every time, man.
Your motives are wrong, bro.
Everything got to be right. Yeah, man.
I don't know.
You got to be real, man. You got to be ready to cut people's throats, man.
Well, all right, then.
All right, Playboy.
Baby, let me ask you a question real quick on the
series.
Now, there's a lot. No. I'm not gonna be fierce. I'm gonna be real right here, okay?
Biggie, listen, all
man. Yeah, like, oh God, here we go. No, honey, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. A lot of kids think, yeah, I got this past. I'm in the hood, blah blah. I've got all these issues, so I'm gonna, you know, become a rapper and make hella coins, make a lot of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like a lot of people may not come from your past. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of kids that are from your past, they don't necessarily have to get into the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say to them? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I understand, like, it seems like a quick way out, you know what I'm saying? They see a lot of people from the streets making records, so they feel like, okay, well, I could do the same thing, I've been through the same thing, but it's a lot of rappers that's out that don't really need to be out.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank
it's a
you.
Lot of trash out. You just got to be different, and you got to be... You gotta just have put everything into it. You know, I put 150 into everything I do. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of rappers don't do that, and that's why they don't really reach the success that a lot of rappers do. And that's another reason why they be play hating, because they mad at a rapper that's coming out doing his thing, and they got semi-average skills.
He said semi.
Let's talk about Puffy. Puffy, in itself, you know, he's done a lot, man. He's accomplished a lot from the days from being a dancer to being the CEO at Bad Boy Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, I mean, what's the formula? I mean, this man is constantly on the go. I saw him in New Orleans. I saw him in L.A. I saw him in the Bay. I saw him in New York. I saw him in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I think I saw him in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
at the All-Star game, man. What keeps y'all motivated? I mean, because, you know, when we with the Breakfast Club, say, for example, before we go on the air and after we get off the air, we have little motivational conversations to just keep us going. And, you know, we got this thing called loyalty in the crew. I mean, how do y'all maintain? It seems like y'all, it went past business now, like y'all boys. Is that true?
I mean... The first thing we definitely decided that we had to do, well, really, he kind of pushed it on to me. I wasn't really with this. Definitely putting the Lord first in your life, you know what I'm saying? As long as you got the Lord on your side, you're basically unstoppable, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you got to keep the hunger, you know what I'm saying? It's so many MCs, it's so many producers, it's so many different labels, you know, but it's only one number one spot.
Mm-hmm.
For you to keep that spot, you got to do everything possible to do it.
That's true.
He works 28-29 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. No question. And
wow.
A lot of, you know, you find it, you know, it's funny. I'm glad you mentioned that, because in a lot of rap nowadays, you hear so much hard, you know, tragic life, about hard and tragic lives, but nobody's mentioning religion or mentioning the Lord or a spiritual being or a higher being.
Some people feel like if they mention stuff like that, that'll give them like that soft look, you know what I'm saying? It will make them seem like, oh, he's a sissy, oh, he's into this, but they don't know, man. Ain't nobody stronger than God. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
It's just real like that.
No question about it. This is Notorious B.I.G. That's all our time right now, man.
Yep. Seriously?
I got a question about Puffy.
For those 20 minutes.
I got a question about Puffy.
Okay, go ahead.
See, because he's skinny, right? You know, he's like, he's really skinny, and he's kind of, you know, whatever, Tipper, you know. How you get the name Puffy?
He's kind of Tipper?
Tipper, that's what I said.
What is that?
No, because a lot of queens been asking me, you know, and everybody else. They've been asking me, you know, when you get Biggie up in the studio, you better find out the tea on Puffy. Now, I want to know, why they call him Puffy? Where's the Puff at, child? Because I don't see no Puffy. Definitely ain't got no ass. Where's the puff?
You the worst.
I ain't the worst, baby. I'm dependent on the giving, baby. It's all good. Answer the question.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know you wouldn't know, but you gotta know something. Like, does Little Kim know? Give me her number. I'll call her.
I don't know.
You don't know.
She's not bending me into this one, but I don't know.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Puffy.
I want this tea, baby.
All right, well, when Puffy come up here, you can
I'll find the puff.
The worst.
Hey, we got a song. C's, what y'all got back there, man?
Yeah, that's the Puffy, Biggie, and Too Short song.
Oh, Puffy, Biggie, and Too Short did a song?
Yeah.
Is it a radio thing here?
It's called The World is Filled with Pimps and Hoes.
Can you exercise?
I asked before I got the record, but can you,
can you do the fade for me? You know,
call?
No, you got to do it from over here.
Oh, I got to come over there?
Yeah, you know, do you know the where the words are that need to be faded down? You know the rhymes, right?
I'm like
let's just go for it. All right, come over here. Hey,
Leonard,
you know?
Yeah, I know a little. Yeah, I know.
You gotta know the whole thing, man. All
the,
I know most of it.
All right, come on, Steve, come over here, man.
But before we play that, I need to ask real quick. How does this work out now? Okay, Puffy CEO, Bad Boy, and you're one of the artists. But then I heard you are his manager.
Yeah, our manager.
How does that work out? Like, say if there's a show somewhere. I mean, who listens to who?
If it's a show, we do the show.
Okay, and then there's
You don't do anything without me, I don't do nothing without him, as far as that show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if anybody wants to see me about Puff doing something, they call me. You know what I'm saying? I let him know what he has to do.
And if they want to have you do something, they call him.
No, Puffy's not my manager.
Oh, he's not your manager.
No,
oh, okay.
No.
I thought he was, too.
No.
I was like, wow.
They're keeping nice and tight.
All right, here we go. It's called what? Just
world
say the H word.
With pimps and H's.
Okay. Too Short, Notorious B.I.G.
World premiere right here, baby.
Come here, C's. Don't do me, man. I'll be leaving the studio with you, bro.
Payback.
All right.
Payback.
Uh-oh.
Let's roll.
Let me see your headphones.
Here you go, baby.
All right.
World premiere right here on 106 KMEL.
C's, put your hand on the button, man. What's going on here?
I don't hear anything.
It'll be here in just a second.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Come here, come set the pot up. So,
well,
you know
everybody,
what we do?
Let's sing a damn song.
Let's break down and we'll come back with it. Wait, hold on, where Rennell at?
Is that right now, Rennell's in the other studio over there.
Okay, where Rennell at? Can I see
Rennell?
Nelly, can you come in here, baby?
What up, girl?
Now we're taking all her time.
This is the mother of the house.
Okay. We got to get some shout-outs, though. Gotta give a shout-out to Nettie Boo.
We need your permission, Nelly.
Michelle.
Gotta give a shout-out to Nettie Boo, Candy, Marisha.
Okay, we're going to be...
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
all my people's out in the Bay. All my people's out in the O. You know, representing, you know. Frank is in the house. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Little C's in the house. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to come back with it right after this, all right?
Henry's is a...